All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining our conference call for February 14th, 2017. Happy Valentine's to one and all. What an eventful day today. We got a giant, our whole country got a giant Valentine's Day gift last night in the resignation of General Flynn from as National Security Advisor. Hooray. And we're going to talk about a little about that and some other stuff too. But first, it looks like we need to, so is Jason from Texas 21 here on the line?
I do not see him, but Jason, if you just are dialing in from an unfamiliar number, press 5-star and I will find you and unmute you.
While we are waiting, is Lisa here?
Yes, she's on.
Hi, Lisa. Can you tell us a little bit about the nonprofit status and our exciting other news?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I am also under the weather. I've been sick since Saturday and just feeling kind of yucky, so I'll be short here. So if you are signed up on our email list, today you might have gotten an email from
Did we lose you, Lisa? I think we just lost Lisa. Tom, do you want to give that announcement up? Maybe
sure.
She's dialing back in.
Sure. I think we just lost Lisa. So we have a couple of announcements there. First of all, if you were part of our email list, we sent out an email blast. I believe that went out to 3,000 folks on that list. Basically saying, look at all the great progress we've made. We went from 12 people on December 27th to 150 just like a week and a half later, and now we're almost 6,000 active members making calls, visiting congressmen, doing all these incredible calls to action in the Central Texas area, 6,000. And we wanted to send out a celebratory letter saying, hey, look at all we've done. And also to announce that Indivisible Austin has formed itself as a 501c4 nonprofit organization. And in order to do more stuff, you know, to help you guys grow to you know, all the great stuff you guys are doing to stand up for our democracy, we had sent out an email saying we have a donate now button over at Action Network. And we've been driving folks to go there. And if you can make any sort of contribution, small or large, you know, whatever you can do, that'd be great. And so we have the we're now nonprofit, and we can take donations. And we're really excited. I think we had some really great results. Do we have
Lisa
back on? Let's go back to Lisa.
I'm back on.
No problem.
Yeah. So. Sorry, I got kicked
no
off. So I think Tom kind of went over the basics of what we have decided to do. And we welcome any questions when we get to the Q&A portion of the call. If you have questions about why we decided to form a 501c4 and anything like that. But I do want to say thank you very much for your generosity. We have raised over $1,200 today, which is very exciting. And these funds will help us put on our great March 5th event, our citywide gathering and rally on March 5th, which Cindy will talk about a little bit later in the call.
Great. Lisa, do we want to talk a little bit more about the core team that is part of the officers group of our 501c4?
Sure. I can talk about that briefly. So for the last several weeks, you've heard us refer to the steering committee, the Indivisible Austin Steering Committee, which is has been a group of about seven people who have been organizing these calls, running the blog, creating the calls to action, helping to support the district groups, putting together various in-person actions across the city, things like that. And when we moved forward with forming the 501c4 organization, several of us became board members because we are an official nonprofit organization now. We have an official board. And if you received the email today, you saw all of our real names with last names and everything listed there. And if you didn't get that email, please first sign up to get emails from us. And second, if you go to our website, indivisibleaustin.com, and you scroll down to the footer, all of the board members' names are there in the footer. So we are excited to be your quote-unquote official leadership.
That's really great news. I know that there was a lot of work involved in all that, and we appreciate everyone's, you know, dedication and focus, particularly on, you know, there's lots of paperwork to file, and it's all exciting. So good news for everyone, you know, more organization. So Lisa mentioned the March 5th event. Do we have Cindy on the lines right now?
Yes, I'm here.
Could you please give us a brief update on what's happening on March 5th and what still needs to be done?
Okay, well, a lot still needs to be done and done in a very short time. So this is our citywide rally where we're celebrating our accomplishments and planning for the futures. We're going to have a great volunteer fair that will give people an opportunity to meet up with some of the district people and, you know, maybe if you haven't already, coordinate with your district and get in on some actions and some issues that you're really interested in doing. We had a little bit of a bump this week because the venue that we thought we were going to be able to use turned out to be not available, not appropriate for us. So we are meeting tomorrow with another venue, and nailing that down is going to be the key to being able to move forward much more than we already have. However, we've been doing a lot of information gathering, so finding out about the permits we need and so forth and so on. And also gathering information from all these great volunteers. So tomorrow we're meeting with the venue, and we have an organization committee meeting. We're currently going through this list of volunteers. We've had some specifically for March 5th. We also have many people have just volunteered in general for IATX, so that's great. So we're going through those, and there's a lot of you to call through. It was a wonderful response. And we'll be making team assignments over the next few days. If you want to help out with either this project or just Austin and Indivisible Austin in general, and you haven't yet filled out the survey, please go to the website, click on volunteers, and you'll see where you can fill out that survey. We are still looking for team captains specifically for a number of areas, and I'm going to run down those areas very quickly. Many people have volunteered to help, but a lot of people are not really interested in heading up a team. So I would say, as far as volunteers goes, that's our number one need right now. And in some of these, as you will see, need people who really have experience and some maybe professional-level qualifications. So very quickly, we are looking for members for the security and crowd control team, which is captained by Tom. We're looking for food truck coordination. We have a captain for that, Elizabeth, and I'm not sure how many people she's going to need on her team. What we're going to do is ask the captains to choose who they want to be on their team, so we'll provide the captains with that information. Fundraising, we need both the captain and team. This would cover things like raising money for the permits, for the facility rental, for odds and ends like some banners and flags that we hope to have there and that sort of thing. Donation solicitation, we also need the captain and a team for that. That would be more going to vendors for goods and services and seeing what we could get donated to help forward the cause. Media coordination, we need the captain and team for that, to write press releases, contact media, try to get coverage for us, and liaise with the media at the event. T-shirt and bumper stickers. We would like to be able to sell some of this merchandise as a fundraiser for Austin, Indivisible Austin, and also just have it there for people because we've had a lot of people asking for these things. So we need somebody who would be interested in overseeing that. We need some tech folks. We need the captain. We have some team members, but not all. This would cover things like sound. We need a PA. We'll be doing some Skype. We'll have computers for registration. We're also hoping to have a live band. Registration and check-in. We need a captain for that. We have some team members. For that in particular, we're looking for, in addition to English speakers, some Spanish speakers and maybe some other language. I don't know who all we can expect to have there, but it'd be nice to have a variety of communities represented. This would be involved setting up registration through the Action Network and setting up check-in procedures and meeting and greeting people on the day of the event. We have a music team, which needs both the captain and the team members. This is a fun one. You get to recruit an appropriate band and also work with selecting and licensing music for recorded music that we'd like to play before and after the event. Stage management. I have some people in mind for this, but if you are somebody with professional stage management experience and you think you might be interested in this, please get in touch. VIP guest speaker wrangling. This is probably just one person, maybe two. This will be somebody who will work with the stage manager to welcome our guest speakers, make sure that they have everything they need, that they know where to go, escort them to and from the stage, and basically stay with them during the event in case they need something from us. For setup and strike, this is a big one, strike being the theatrical word for taking things down. It basically means setting up a lot of furniture. We have a captain for that team. We need a number of people, including some people who can manage, carry heavy items. So this will involve coordinating with me, with the district captains, and the stage manager to get any setup done that we need regarding the volunteer fair, if we need to set up chairs, a podium, et cetera. And then cleanup. This is a captain, and this is another big team, because we want to be like the Boy Scouts and leave our space better than the way we found it. So this would be somebody who would just basically delegate the duties of making sure everything was cleaned up to the venue specifications. And I think that is the complete list. If you are interested...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to ask, how can they get a hold of you?
I was just about to say that. You can email me at cindys@protonmail.com if you are interested. And I would appreciate it if you would put Rally Volunteer in the heading of your email and then tell me specifically what you're interested in doing and if you're willing to be a team captain or not. And if you have any special experience that that qualifies you for that in any particular way, that would be nice to know since we don't know each other, and I hope to get to know many of you much better before this event comes about. What else did I want to say about this? For all the district captains that we might have, each of you is going to have a chance to talk about your district and all the wonderful things you have been doing, and I'll be talking to each of you about that. And then we're also hoping to have space, in addition for district tables, to have space for some tables or booths devoted to certain causes or issues, such as the ACA, immigrant rights, town hall meetings, something like that. We get a lot of requests for actions, and this would be a great opportunity to meet with like-minded people that share your passions about a certain issue. So I don't want to hear from you yet about it. Watch the website, and I will post submission guidelines later this week. We have to find out how much space we have, but it's something I want to put out there and let people be thinking about. We want this to be a really fun and productive event that connects people and helps us get our cause going even further. So I welcome your suggestions about how to do that. And again, you can email me, cindys@protonmail.com.
Thank you so much for that great update, Cindy. If you have questions about this, either the nonprofit or the nonprofit news and updates or the March 5th event, let's hold them for right now because I want to go. We have a couple of more updates, and then we're going to zip right into the Q&A. So is Sarah online? I don't know if Sarah is here.
Well, she was.
okay. Yep. Well, let's move on. And that is Christine from Texas 31 here?
Yes, and our group is actually Wilco Invisible. We are in Texas 31, but just to be clear, there's also a Texas 31 Invisible and a Round Rock Invisible. We've got several groups in the area. And
okay.
I'm specifically with the Wilco Indivisible in District 31.
Welcome to the call. I understand that you have an update for us on Member of Congress town halls.
Yes. So our amazing leader, Felicia, got the idea to have a town hall with or without John Carter. And she kind of thought of this before anyone else was talking about it. I was really impressed with her. But what we're doing is we are having a group meeting, which we're calling a town hall. And we have invited John Carter to attend and got a very dismissive declination to that. So what we are doing is we're meeting and we're having a few speakers. We've got Jimmy Flanagan from the Austin City Council who's going to come speak. And we may have Terry Cook, who is Wilco Group 2. She's the county commissioner. And Rachel John Rowe, who's on the Georgetown City Council, may come. And they're going to speak briefly at the beginning, but then what we're going to do is do it as if it were a town hall and John Carter was there. And we've actually ordered a life-size cutout of John Carter that people can stand up and talk to him as if he were there and talk about their issues and their concerns and their stories about needing to have our representative hear us and listen to us. We are sending out press releases. We put a press release out today to multiple media outlets in the local area. I'm not sure if Felicia heard back from anyone yet, but that press release did go out today. We've got more than 100 people who have already said that they are going, and that is in like 24 hours, maybe 36 hours since we posted it. So we think that it's going to end up having quite a few people, especially now that we're putting the information out to a wider audience. You know, we want everyone who wants to be there to be there. It's not specific just to our group, but anyone who is in Texas 31 is welcome to come and join us for our little town hall meeting that we're having.
And what day and time is it again? At what location?
I'm so sorry. It is next Wednesday, the 22nd. It is from 5:30 to 7:30, and it is at the Champion Pavilions at Brushy Creek Park in kind of the Cedar Park area. The information for that is on, I think we linked it to ATX. I was in touch with Lisa over the last day or so to get the information to her so she could put it on the main website as well as on our website.
Oh, awesome. And so
this
the location,
is Lisa, real quick. I just want to say a number of other districts are also planning various mock town halls, and we'll be sending out an email later this week that compiles everyone's events and where and when they are. So if you can't get to one, you can get to another.
These are such great ideas, you know, to have these town halls. There's going to be some really amazing optics out of these, and I'm so happy to see you guys doing this. So one of the things that I wanted to mention, I had a really positive experience today calling Senator John Cornyn's office. Amazingly enough, I wanted to share the story because a lot of what we do is about, showing up in front of our congressman to say, hey, listen to us. I was having my morning coffee and I noticed that CNN was reporting that Senator John Cornyn was going to go forward with the investigation of General Flynn, who, as we know, had resigned last night in disgrace. And I tried to get through to the Austin office, and I couldn't get through. So I did some Googling, and I found the number for the Dallas office, and I called the Dallas office, and I talked to a very nice young lady there. I think her name was Christine. And I said, I'm Tom from Austin, and I'm just calling to say thank you to John Cornyn. I mean, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I don't agree with John Cornyn on a lot of things, but I wanted to thank him for going through and saying that he was going to, investigate Flynn or the Trump-Russia connection. It's important for our representatives to hear us. And I had a very positive interaction with this person at John Cornyn's office, and I wanted to share that story. I don't know if anyone else has had any, anyone here on the call has had a positive story lately, but I just wanted to share that. In any case, let's go ahead. We have one more piece of news before we get to the question and answer. Does anyone have an update on the Love and Unity rally at the Islamic Center of Lake Travis?
Yes.
This Indivisible 25, I believe.
Correct.
Is this Steph?
It's Steph.
Hey.
Valentine's Day, y'all.
I know.
I'm just all full of love because of this love rally. It was amazing.
All right.
There were about 50 people that showed up. And honestly, I have not been out to the site before. And when I got there, it was like behind this fence. Really sad, charred building. Like, there's nothing left. Slab and, like, a pile of ashes. And it was just really, really, like, depressing. You know, it was freezing, cloudy, really sad.
And for context, this is the center that got burned down, like, about a month ago, right?
A month ago or so. And it's still under investigation.
Yeah.
Weeks prior to that, they had some vandalism to the building. They were about 8% finished, complete. So, no, it was not occupied. It was under construction. But they were going to open in April of this year. And so when we showed up, the idea and the premise was to write Valentines and hang them on the fence that was kind of surrounding the property. And when we got there, just the first person to pull up was Stacy Suits from Travis County Constable's office. And he gets out with a big smile on his face, and then the sheriff shows up, and I thought, uh-oh, we're going to get kicked off. But no, they were there to support the community and show their love. And then next thing you know, just people just parking up and down the street and bringing balloons and cookies and Valentines, and the whole fence was covered by the end of the day with Valentines and beautiful remarks from all over. And a lot of people came out from Indivisible, and thank you for showing up. It was truly touching. The members of the Islamic Center showed up as well, and they were just overwhelmed by the love and support, and we couldn't have picked a better day to do this, really. And it was truly a love-in. It was great.
That's amazing. Just so much. I mean, so much. It's so core to our mission about this whole idea that we stand indivisible.
Yes.
You know, and I just love these stories. These are such great stories because it shows that no matter what's happening in the larger world, that our local communities are strong, and that we can reach, like we can come together, we can reach out, we can do this thing. It's really amazing.
It was a gorgeous thing, and you know, people were remarking. Really, we kind of, in a weird way, thank Donald Trump for this. He has brought our communities and country together in ways that we could have never imagined before. And I, you know, 2 days prior, actually last night, I went to a Democrats meeting in South Austin, Circle C Democrats. They had never seen a crowd that big. There were 237 people. They packed wow. Mandolas, and they were flipping out. They could not believe how many people. And guess what the topic of the night was?
What?
Invisible. It was our group, what we're doing, how excited the Democrats are that we're here on the ground taking action, doing stuff. And I'm telling you, everybody was talking about it. And I think kind of it's brought back a sense of patriotism and optimism from this really dark place after the election. And we need to look forward and keep on keeping on, fight the fight. Protest, do whatever it takes, and connect with the community. We're doing a good job.
This is amazing. I mean, all the ways that we are resisting, and coming together, and just amazing. So Noah,
yeah.
Hi, how are you? Are you still there? You still hanging in there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. So let's open the floodgates. Let's see who has questions and success stories. I want to hear from you guys on the line.
So if you do have a question, you press 5-star on your keypad on your phone, and that will raise your hand, and then we can unmute you. And while we're waiting for people to get in queue, Lisa, did you have any closing thoughts or announcements before we go to Q&A?
Something that we didn't mention earlier, and Cindy talking about the volunteer needs that we have reminded me. We have heard from a few folks that they didn't get any kind of follow-up from us after filling out the volunteer survey, and it seems that our follow-up email had a glitch and didn't go out, so we did send an email tonight. We had over 500 people, which is amazing, reply to our volunteer survey. So you can imagine we're struggling a little bit to get through the results. It's wonderful that so many people are ready to help out, but it's a lot of data. So if you did fill out the volunteer survey, check your email tonight, and you'll see a reply from us, and we are asking for a little bit of help to find a couple of volunteer coordinators who can help us get through all the info and connect people with the right teams.
And maybe a good database administrator to help with all the volunteers.
Yeah, I know. That too.
And I just got a note. I just got pinged. So we need to talk about the coffee thing tomorrow. So I'm going to quickly jump to Cindy, who has that information.
Yes, that's me. I forgot to put this on the agenda, but last week we had a little coffee shop sit-in and bumper sticker giveaway, and it was so wonderful that I decided that I'm going to do it weekly until the bumper stickers run out, and maybe even after that. And so tomorrow's bumper sticker giveaway and sort of coffee house meet and greet is going to be from 11 to 1. At Wright Brothers Brew & Brew on San Marcos Street, 500 San Marcos in East Austin. There's a parking lot right across the street. It's a great place to sit, and if the weather's nice, then you can sit out on their porch. And just look for me. I will be sitting there with my laptop computer and a bunch of bumper stickers that say Indivisible ATX on them. And you're welcome to come by and just sit and chat. I don't know if any of the other IATX folks are going to join me. Some of them have threatened to. We'll just see who shows up. But we'll just be there to sit and talk, connect people if they need to be connected with a group, or provide some information, or just say hi and get your bumper sticker. And the idea is that we'll do this weekly, and I'll move around to different coffee shops in town. So last week we were at Houndstooth on North Lamar. This week, Wright Brothers Brew and Brew on 5th. And if you want me to come to your neighborhood coffee shop, then shoot me an email, cindys@protonmail.com. Thanks.
And I'd like to take a quick moment and just so personal statement here. Both Cindy and Lisa are forces of nature in terms of their organizing capability, energy, and Steph, the work that you're doing out there with all of our groups outside of Austin. I don't even know when you sleep. Everyone is just so amazing. Anyway, so Noah, do we have any questions from the field?
We do. So here's somebody from the 512 area code, as most of the callers are, so you will hear your line unmute and then you can talk. You should be on the air. Hi, are you
Hello?
There? Yes.
Oh, sorry. My phone was muted too. Like, I had double
key. Nice.
This is Amber from District 17, and Hello. I had a couple things. Cindy, I think I met you last week. I picked up a big stack of bumper stickers. And then,
yes, and you gave me a hug.
Yes. And I went to the Wilco meeting on Friday with my friend Brandy because she lives in Williamson County, and so I was able to take a big bunch of them out there. So even though they're not in Austin, a lot of people took the bumper stickers, so hopefully they're kind of all over the place now. We got some good coverage. And then the question that I had was, I did not get the volunteer form. Where do you get that from?
So you can go to indivisibleaustin.com/volunteers. It's also in the Take Action Now menu. In the drop-down menu on the main website. So indivisibleaustin.com, poke around a little bit, and I'm sure that you will find it.
Okay. And then I guess I have one more, and I'm sorry, taking too much time. It's a success story. I was at the Resist Trump Tuesday this afternoon and was interviewed by the Austin American Statesman. So the media is still paying attention to the people that are out in the streets, and, yeah. Hopefully
how many people were
covered.
There, Amber?
There were 41, and I know because I had 41 people sign my sign, like card.
Wow. You were at Cornyn's office or Cruz's?
Yeah. They wouldn't let me give him the card, which made me kind of sad because it was kind of funny. But yeah, they don't let you give them stuff, apparently. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're hoping to hear more from people who participated in the Resist Trump Tuesdays at the senator's offices today. So if you were there, raise your hand. Again, that's 5-star. And actually, the lines are wide open right now. And so if you do have a question, don't be shy. There's a whole bunch of you on the call, so I know somebody's got to have a burning question. Otherwise, we will wrap early and go see our loved ones on Valentine's Day. So 5-star for more questions.
While we're waiting for a question, is Sarah on the line again?
I do not see her, but there are a few more questions now. So I will go ahead to someone else in the 512 area code. You are on the air.
Hi, my name is Alima, and I actually don't have a question. I just have an appreciation. So this is my first call. And I and my family intend to become very involved. I'm going to try to come tomorrow, Cindy, to the coffee so I can meet you face-to-face. But I just
Wonderful.
Want to say to those of you who have been carrying the torch since November 8th, thank you, and you're not alone. And the story about the today and the Valentine's at the Islamic Center, that's just so spectacular. So spectacular. Thank you for doing that.
It's what's amazing about that story is that it's small acts of mm-hmm. kindness and just sort of community and communication and no fear and no hysteria. And it sort of just counteracts all of the junk that's out there, you know. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's
love Trump's hate.
Yes, ma'am.
Alina, you definitely made my Valentine's. Thank you so much for your comments. I know that we all appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. We have a couple more calls. I'm going to go now to another 512 area code, and you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Karen. I was at
Senator
Cornyn's office today, I guess with Amber. I saw you having your sign signed, and there were a lot more people there, about 60 people there. When I first came, there was nobody there. But I did take a Valentine to Senator Cornyn, asking him to be my Valentine and to come see me and the rest of my friends in some kind of a meeting. So I'm sure that goes nowhere, but it was fun to do.
Was that your first time out there, Karen?
It was actually my fourth time to go to an office, and I was looking at the list that I started back when I finally got out of the depression, and I wrote my first letter ever in my life on January the 19th, and here it is, February the 14th. It feels like about 6 months. In that time, I've gone through so many firsts. It's been a remarkable time, and it's a really great feeling to feel like we're together and we're able to do things. And Amber, I'm glad you got interviewed. I also got interviewed by this lovely young woman from the Austin American Statesman. So I hope we get a little bit of press from that.
We salute you. You're a warrior. Thank you.
All right.
Great.
Thank you, Karen. We're going to go now to another 512. Oh, we know this one. This is Deemi. You're on.
Hi, it's Deemi. You know this one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So I just have a question about, maybe I missed it because I wasn't on last week, but the Action Network. I don't know what that is. Somehow I've signed up that I'm getting Action emails from the Indivisible team, which is great, but I don't know what the Action Network is.
So maybe, Lisa, you want to cover that one?
Sure, absolutely. So Action Network is a nonprofit tool that we use to create our mailing list, to create emails, surveys, and the fundraiser, for example, that we created today. So it's basically a database that we're using to manage information about our supporters. We chose Action Network because they are also a nonprofit organization, so all of the money, which is not much, but the $15 a month that we spend to subscribe to it is going to another nonprofit that is focused on progressive activism. And we also chose Action Network because they have a high level of security for your personal information and your credit card information if you ever put it in to make a donation or to pay for an admission to an event or something like that. I have not yet figured out how to take the giant Action Network logo off the bottom of the email, but someday I will figure out how to do that. that's what Action Network is. We're increasingly trying to use it as our RSVP tool and for any other communications because it helps us keep everything in one place, basically.
So if somebody is accessing Action Network, that's what I'm getting on the ask@indivisibleaustin.com email?
There are some emails that we have sent out through Action Network where we use the ask@indivisibleaustin email address as the reply email.
Okay.
And so people may be people may be replying to an email that we have sent out, and it is coming to the Ask at Indivisible Austin email box.
Okay. All right.
Does that
make
sense?
We can
yep.
maybe take that offline and revisit how we want those emails
yep.
to be routed. All right. We do have a couple more calls, so I'm going to go next. I recognize this one as well. This looks like Chris. You are on.
Hey, Noah, two things quickly. One, have you sent me an encrypted email yet? Because I haven't seen anything.
I don't know. No, I don't think I have.
Okay, I'll send another text to you specifically. We have talked about creating Facebook pages for communities, in smaller communities throughout the state with Indivisible. Is anybody tracking that so that, like, if I decided to start doing that, I wouldn't accidentally step on somebody else?
So maybe Steph can take that. Probably the best thing to do is to search to see if it already exists, and if not, then probably. But Steph, do you want to elaborate on that?
Sure.
So we have been kind of rolling out an idea or a concept that seems to be working in the TX25 realm, and the idea and concept is to keep things consistent. When people search, they're usually searching one of three things. First of all, it's going to be an indivisible. They're going to type in indivisible when they're looking for us. They'll look up their district number, so like a TX25. I like to keep those two numbers, the letters and the numbers together instead of like a space or a slash or a dash. It's just easier. Most people search that way. And then also the town that they live in. So, for example, we created about 30 different Facebook groups for TX25 so far. It's been kind of our test to make sure we're doing it right and listening to people and helping them, because a lot of people in the smaller communities just really don't know how to use Facebook and keep themselves safe. So we have recommendations. Whether they take it or not, it's totally up to them. But what we have found is people are finding it very easy to find each other when we do that. And then also, we're kind of pairing people from Austin to help them with any state ledge stuff that they're concerned with or even know to be concerned with, because we're really good at that, providing that kind of detailed information to the rural communities. And I think it really kind of helps bring the finger of Austin out to, you know, I mean, we're in the center, we're the hub, this is the state capital, and we have access to all kinds of information that we can provide for them. So bottom line is, yes, we're creating groups. If you're looking for a Facebook group that's smaller, try one of those three things, your district number, indivisible, and your city or town, and see if something pops up. If it does pop up, it'll probably pop up as a closed group where you'll have to ask to join. If it doesn't pop up, then we could create a group. And if you need help and if you want to join my army of people, because I really need helpers creating these district pages, please sign up, and I will get you connected and you can help me create these pages for Texas.
Sign up where?
Probably at the ask at the main I.
Actually, I can connect the two of you offline. I have your contact information. There we go.
Well, I was asking in case anybody else on the call was interested.
Ah, good. Ah, thank you. that's a good point.
Is there a main?
If others do want to help, probably that ask at indivisible.com email address is the best way to reach us. All right, we're going to go now to another 512 number. And I recognize this one. This looks like Sean. Sean, you are on.
Wait, sorry?
Hey, are you there?
Oh, hey, sorry. I was like, my number's not 512.
Oh, sorry. You're right. It's not. But I recognize your name.
That's okay. Hey, y'all, this is Sean. I missed the very beginning of this call, so I'm sorry if this has already been covered. But something that I've been having a lot of conversation with folks about is onboarding and what that looks like. How do you get new folks, you know, kind of integrated into a community? And there are two things that we're thinking of trying. One is like a mentoring, like a not quite the social media thing, but more like meeting up with people and just kind of walking them through like guide and stuff. And then the other idea that we have been talking about was doing some type of recurring meeting, like maybe every 2 weeks, that has a little bit of like Indivisible 101, a little bit of like this activism improv thing that one of our folks are connected to, and then a little bit of just kind of community building, relationship building kind of stuff. And so I was wondering if other folks have talked about their onboarding strategies.
Hi, Sean. It's Steph. How are you?
Hey. I'm super tired, but I'm glad to hear another person's voice. I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic, though.
Well, same thing out here out west. You guys are really, TX25 East is all about meetups and meeting and getting together, and we're doing similar things on the west side. We have these weekly meetings that are super healthy for just coming up with great ideas, meeting with the same people, checking in, building community. I completely agree with what you're saying as far as onboarding and training, because every person I've ever met at a new meeting or even repeatedly, they all ask for new tools or what do you think about this? It's such a wonderful way to brainstorm. And, you know, out of that comes solutions. Like we figure out, okay, well, hey, who's your precinct chair? And then we go, oh, we don't have one. Oh, I'm going to be the precinct chair. So we can literally find within our crew, within our crowd, solutions to local politics, which is awesome. That's one of the things. And then, of course, friendship is probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Sean, and I'll leave you unmuted on this end if you have anything else you want to chime in with. I'm going to go now. We have time for a couple more calls, and this one really is in the 512 area code. So, hello, you are on the air.
Hey, everybody. Just want to say thank you for all your work and wanted to get Cindy's email address again.
Sure. It's Cindy, S as in Sam, at protonmail.com.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
Okay. Keep in touch. Let us know if you can't get through. There are other ways to get in touch with us on the website.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you. I'm going to go to, I know this one too, I'm going to go to Marika. Marika,
hey.
Are you there? Hey.
Yeah, you guys already actually answered my question. Someone reached out to me today wanting to start an Indivisible Texas 7 group. So I just forwarded on his information to the ask at indivisibleaustin.com.
Where is Texas 7 located?
It's one of the horribly gerrymandered ones around Houston. So I've gotten him in touch with Indivisible Houston also.
Okay, good.
And then one other question. Do you guys have any, like, write-up or tweet or anything that I could forward on about the event you guys had at the, I think you said it was at the mosque today? I just want to keep sharing positive stories because some of the things that I've seen in the media have been more angry people, and I want to show that it's more than that.
Steph,
sure.
Are you going to write a blog post for us?
You know what? I don't have to because the press covered this thing. There's already two or three
articles that's awesome.
About it.
Oh, good. Okay.
So great. I'll forward it to the Austin, to you know, so you can post it on the main page as a positive news story. I couldn't agree with you more. We need positivity.
Cool.
Yeah. Love wins. Yes. Awesome.
And,
thank you so
Marika,
much.
For those who don't know, Marika runs Actions. I'm going to get it wrong, aren't I? Actions for
American.
Yes, I got it.
Very simple.
And it is just an amazing resource of everyday things that citizens can do to resist. And she just cranks it out all day long. And so we're just happy to be connected to Marika.
I'm happy
you're that
to be
Marika?
Connected to you guys.
Yes, she's that Marika.
Wait. Okay, you're like famous. Wow.
All right, thanks a lot. We have another call. Oh, go ahead. Was there another comment?
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
So we have another 512 call. Actually, I think I've already covered those. So the lines are open right now. We have 10 more minutes, or we can wrap early. It's 5-star. And I may have already called on this person, but is this the same person we spoke to earlier, or is this a new caller? Hello.
Oh, hey. So, no, I already asked my question. I'm actually trying to get through to Cindy, but her email admin is rejecting my email, so I'm just going to email her through ask at invisible.
Okay, that'll work. It'll get to her. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so if we let's summarize. So we have so tomorrow we're going to have the coffee meetup, and I'm going to get the name of the coffee house wrong.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Wright Brothers Brew and Brew.
Wright Brothers Brew and Brew. So tomorrow,
like the guys who invented the airplane, Wright Brothers Brew and Brew on 5th Street, 5th and San Marcos.
Okay. Drop by between 11 and 1. So pick up your bumper stickers and say hi to Cindy. And so then we're also looking forward towards the March 5th event. So save the date. We'll have more details coming in the next few days. If you want to volunteer, and, I mean, Cindy had listed off a large number of volunteer needs. We could use the help. So contact us either cindys@protonmail.com or send a message to ask@indivisibleaustin.com if you can't get through. But please put volunteer rally or rally volunteer in the subject line so that we know that's what you're asking us about. And if you get a chance, check out, you know, if you haven't received any emails, go to the Action Network to sign up there. All right. Well, happy Valentine's to everyone. We did get some good news today. Let's keep working hard. We'll have some more successes later. I guarantee it. So if that's all we've got, let's say good night.
All right. Resist. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good night, bye-bye. All.